don't you cry tonight. I still love you, baby. Don't you cry tonight. Hold on. Don't you cry tonight. There's a heaven above you, baby. And don't you cry. Don't you fucking cry. Don't you cry tonight, baby, baby, someday.
This is the intro for okay, I think the sound should be all right. I'm testing both microphones. Got Jacob Kaye and Scabs the Clown here to talk about moving to LA or something on the Healing Club. That's the intro. I hope you love the Healing Club, a podcast about comedy and self-help and self-worth and getting better and having dreams and just, I don't know, whatever the beginning was about. Plus, Bob Morrissey. My name's Bob Morrissey, and I do shows in Houston, Texas, for the comedy community, for you all. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome. All right. Let's get this comedy podcast started.
Okay. This is Ray Bedford. You're listening to the Goddamn Healing Club. Why don't you get out there and heal?
One person may use the headphones. One person will have to not have the headphones, or you can both dispense with the headphones. Either way, welcome to the podcast. My name's Bob. This is the... Whoa, my sound is real shitty there. I don't know. I don't know how to make my sound.
I don't know. I felt like sound like you're the host to a carnival game. You're about to say, step right up.
Okay.
You this gave out the rules.
The Healing Club podcast and just... scrunch in close to the microphones, almost as if you're kissing the entire episode. Look into each other's eyes. Oh. And
I got this scab on my lip. You can just stare at that.
You don't have to be sexually attracted to each other, but I don't know. I don't like bringing sex into every conversation.
It just happens.
But Jacob, I had a dream about you.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. Let's hear this. 90s R&B style. Sing it.
Okay, I was at night. It was somewhere in the Heights around where I-10 crosses like there's like a four lanes of traffic, you know, near the intersection with I-10, and I think it's like, you know, not the Durham, but you know what, you know, like around, like nearby White Oak or between that like neighborhood.
You're being very specific,
you know, like,
Bob.
You know, like, yeah, I'm naming
so
things.
We're in the Heights.
Yeah, close to where Fitzgerald's used to be. Maybe I was thinking of Fitzgerald's, or is it somewhere I knew you from was Fitzgerald's, which used to be in the Heights, but it was at a different venue in which you were trying to like call people to come in, and you saw me across four lanes of traffic.
I was
like,
barking.
You're like, "Hey, Bob! Hey, Bob!" And then I was like, "Whoa, what's up?" And then he's like, "Get over here, Bob!" And then I like walk through four lanes of traffic, like I almost die. And when I get to you, you say, "Oh, sorry, I can't have you on the show tonight." And then I was like, "Why'd you almost kill me?"
Well, first of all, why did I sound like Bobcat?
I don't know.
That's wild.
But you put shows together, the house party comedy shows. And,
yeah.
And I was very jealous that I wasn't on the show when Nick Thune was in Houston. And I was like, I love Nick Thune.
You should have just asked me.
But
you should have just asked
me. Oh, well.
I would have loved to kick Abby off.
Okay. Just strong arm him next time.
No. That's well, that's really wonderful. Thank you. I'm glad that you were
dreaming.
Yeah.
How did you two meet? You said you're planning on thinking of talking about that. That's okay. Chris Emerson, who's Scabs the Clown.
Boo.
And Jacob Kaye, who runs House Party Comedy.
Boo.
Boo Earns.
Yeah. in Houston, Texas. You're moving to L.A. or something? You had some L.A. plans? Or you do some L.A. shows?
Oh, yeah, I got some L.A. shows.
Connects?
Oh, yeah, I got some L.A. shows out there in the 90210 area code.
A lot of people love you there.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Over there, I feel like I can take house party comedy seriously and be able to book these nonprofits and really make, you know, a good dent in my favorite nonprofit organization's pockets.
Pockets?
Yes. Okay. Like I, you know, tour the, no, not personal pockets.
That's the like, animal rescue organization. Or,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Like animal
African
research
pangolin
funding.
Working group. Yep, all that money just goes straight to the pockets.
Stuff to study, you know, how to help endangered species.
Yeah.
And why things like that are happening too, or?
You know, that whole story, if you love something, don't pick it, just look at it. You've heard of that.
If you have a scab, just pick it.
Oh, man. The first time I laid eyes on those pangolins.
I'm the one you'll pick, yeah.
Yeah.
Scab's the clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just, I knew that I, the moment, it was like love at first sight. It's like, I wanted to work for these guys. Like, that's my boss, and I'm just there to take care of them.
Yeah. So what makes you a clown?
Makeup.
You look like you just got off work at a mechanic shop.
No, see, like, yeah. That's not a mechanic shop at all. That's a circus.
It's the Ringling Brothers. He was
in a gas station jacket.
Yeah. Just my style of shows. I juggle. I balance things on my face. I tell bad jokes, facial expressions, quips, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing you at Whatever Fest in 2015.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, 2015.
Yeah. Did you, like, eat glass or something?
Wait. Was that us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Punk Rock Circus.
Yeah, Punk Rock Circus, yeah. I ate glass. I think we did animal traps. Probably put a tarantula in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Staple gun to
staple
the mouth.
Gun, yeah.
Shutting the mouth shut.
And you were on the Joe Rogan Show on NBC. What was it? Didn't you eat roaches or something on the show that, like, the what was the show that Joe Rogan did?
Fear Factor?
Yeah, weren't you on Fear Factor?
Oh, yeah, dude. I would eat the lining of cows. One time I had to eat the lining of a kangaroo while it was still alive.
Yeah.
For $25,000, will you jump across this train track and eat the lining of this kangaroo? Yeah.
Oh, man. That must have been exciting to meet Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I'm really, really cool. Really cool direction that man has taken.
Does he still remember you?
Do you have his number?
Yeah,
was this another part of your dreams? I'm just flowing with you, man. I have no idea where you're going. I was like, all right, this is the direction that we're going.
Oh, but how did you meet? Yeah. How did y'all meet?
How did we meet?
Yeah, how'd y'all meet?
Where did we meet?
We met, the first time we met, I came over to your house because you were planning a show. I think it was Fun Fest.
Yeah.
And you were looking for other performers, and another performer was not interested because he couldn't do one specific act. I don't know who you reached out to meet me, though. But then we got together and just started talking.
Oh, shit. Would this be Noah Modlin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He said, you guys are very crass. I'm doing birthday parties for children. What you guys are doing is fucking nuts. I see it. I get it. I appreciate it. But I gotta fucking turn around on this one. He goes, but there's this guy named 8-Ball. He's named Chris Amerson. You should check him out. We fucking met and we started doing these festivals and these like stunt shows. And I just found my best friend.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just a couple of idiots. Getting paid to be idiots.
Yeah.
Didn't you do a thing? Like, you made a short film, like a thing where you were waiting outside of a line at Best Buy or something before Black Friday, but like you had camped out and you spent the night there, but then you like got up and left and you came back and you're like, this is my spot.
Yes.
And there was in the like right at the front of the line the next day, and people are like, that's not your spot. You weren't here, but you have this footage proving that you were there like the day before or something. Then like police came and tried to remove you, and you're like, wait a second, I was here. And then like,
just causing just pointless havocs.
Yeah.
You're just stirring these people up for no reason. And I know that's very selfish, but for the sake of comedy, Oh, it's so funny. Cutting
it was a pretty funny video.
Cutting in line at Black Friday at Best Buy. People have been there for fucking days.
It was a long time ago, too.
And I remember the funniest thing is whenever somebody was like, I was in front of you, and because of the direction of the chairs, I was like, no, actually, I'm beside you. Just playing this weird character. And you're like, oh, I just saw the clenched fist. Just like, you're pushing my buttons.
You're really making people mad. It was like, I don't like to do that. I don't want to be somebody who, like, in front of audiences, I like to fuck with people or tell lies or do things that are not true or have, stupid things happen that I, I'm a character. I'm not myself on stage. Mm-hmm. But those are people who are there to watch somebody do that. Like, doing that to people, like, I just don't have the nerve. I can't fuck with people. I don't like it. Like,
I don't know. Whenever I first, as a kid, seeing Andy Kaufman, I'm like, this is my comedian.
Yeah,
this is who I speak to.
Yeah.
I get it. He gets it. It's a fucking weird little universe, as Chris was known. Like, it's just like, you're like, I don't know if that's funny or just fucked up.
It's like trolling people in real time.
Yeah.
But have you done a lot of in your clown stuff? Do you like you got to be a little bit like you're fucking with people.
Oh yeah, constantly. You know, like, I've been working at haunted houses for like 25 years now, and I don't even scare people anymore. I just fuck with people.
Oh,
I'll walk by them and go, careful, there's some gravity right there, and I point at the ground and watch them jump out of the way. I'll light a fuse of like a firecracker, but just a fuse, no firecracker, and then throw it on the ground and cover my ears and watch them freak out and run away. It's just a fuse. It doesn't pop.
Oh, yeah. Totally safe. And
I'll follow people into the porta potties and I just like messing with people now.
Wait. Why are you following people
inside
to
the porta potty?
Because
I'll pop my head up out of the toilet while they're trying to shit.
Yeah.
That cost extra.
My little high end comes out of the toilet paper roll. High five.
And I'll stand outside the porta potties and go, who's going to help me tip this one? And listen to him scream inside.
Oh, okay. But at a haunted house.
Really. Yeah.
Did you guys ever cow tip as a kid?
Or a construction site, whatever.
Hmm. Did I ever what?
Cow tip.
Cow tip? No,
yeah,
I'm not.
Cow tipping.
No, I'm from a suburb just outside of Chicago called Park Ridge. It's not rural. So we didn't have cows.
I had friends that did, and they would try to invite me. And even as like a little 12, 15, 16, however, whatever age you are, I just thought that was just like, no, guys, let's not do that. Mm. I'm not participating in your bullshit.
Seems like you're hurting that animal.
Yeah.
He's sleeping. Seems like the cow wouldn't want that. Yeah.
Poor little cow.
Because back then everybody was like, if you tip it over, it can't get up and it dies. And I'm like, why would we do that?
Well, that's the coolest part about it.
Yeah. Turns out, they sleep laying down. They can get back up.
But you got to give it to them. We weren't doing it for the fame. We weren't doing it for the light. We didn't have phones back then. We were just doing it just because we were assholes.
Somebody told me once that horses sleep standing up. And so I thought that horses never sat down. That horses are always on their feet. Like, but they're little feet. Why aren't they stronger? I would think to myself.
I know. That's one thing. It's like trying to see a bird sleep like lying down, like on its side.
Just head resting on a pillow. Birds do that all the time.
Funny.
I'm drinking
we're all gonna drink
peanut butter beer.
Peanut butter beer.
Yeah.
What is it?
Blue Moon.
I'm drinking a sparkling water.
Left-handed Brewing Company. This podcast is not brought to you by Blue Moon or Left-handed Brewing Company or peanut butter beer or strawberry seltzer water.
They did not pay me to go. That's delicious.
Yeah.
Waterloo
tastes like static.
Nothing better than a peanut butter beer.
A big wad of peanut butter in my mouth while I drink beer.
Follow it with a shot of jelly.
Sugar.
Really, you guys owe us a lot of money for that.
What were we talking about with product placement of the movie E.T. Mac and Me and Mac and Me with the Coke and the
Coca-Cola. Aliens. Every one of those logos were just like blazing right towards the camera.
There was a whole McDonald's dance
Yeah.
In Mac and Me.
Oh, that dance was amazing. I want to meet that dancer.
And then E.T. had the Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, that opened the door for Mac and Me to be like
yeah.
The McDonald's.
Yeah. Mac and Me. The two movies compared right. like is just hilarious. Like
somehow E.T. money, made more sense.
How much money do you think McDonald's gave for that spot?
They more than the Like a Prayer video. I think more money than they paid Madonna. I bet.
Actually, I wouldn't doubt it.
I think,
man, Ronald McDonald just pay for anything.
How funny is it that Pepsi maybe. Tried to beat Coke in the Cola Wars?
Yeah.
By going sacrilegious with Madonna burning a cross.
They went that far.
Drink Pepsi. And also, you know, fuck God.
Yeah.
Like, this was literally fucks Jesus in the video.
Yeah, it was during the satanic panic.
With a Pepsi in her hand? I gotta see this.
In each hand.
She fucks black Jesus with a Pepsi in her hand in the 1980s while the cross is burning, and it's a beautiful message, a great song, Like a Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's heard it, but it ruined Pepsi with their miscalculation of, this is going to be good for our company.
That is wild.
There's not that many Christians out there. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I have some of your dentine ice?
You know who else? You know who
$5
else?
$5.
How refreshing.
Yeah.
You know who else Pepsi put their money behind? Michael Jackson.
Pepsi did.
And then they set his hair on fire.
Oh, so good.
Like, new ad campaign for Pepsi. Michael Jackson jumping on top of a car, screaming, breaking all the windows, grabbing his crotch.
Next thing you know,
rubbing a boy. Okay, take out the rubbing a boy part, but that's who he is. Pepsi. That's our ad.
I mean, Pizza Hut with Ninja Turtles.
Innocuous. Corey Feldman was a victim.
I think at the end of Twister, it was nothing but Pepsi cans as well. Oh, when they made the propellers to go on the little ball things to go in the tornado, it was nothing but Pepsi cans.
Oh, I never saw Twister. Didn't it have Philip Seymour Hoffman in a small role?
The cow?
He played the cow twisting in the wind.
You're killing it, kid.
Yeah, he was in that scene where they go, cow. Another cow. I think that was the same cow.
Maybe I'm wrong. No. I don't know.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah,
I don't think
Hunt.
I've ever seen the movie.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw it either.
I don't watch bullshit.
But I know the whole cast.
I'm all watching.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah,
I'm
Bill
all watching
Paxton.
Misery and Bruce Lou and Rue.
Yeah, Bill Paxton stopped fighting aliens to go chase tornadoes.
That's what it was. That was his big comeback, right?
I think
no,
so.
No, that was yeah. Bill Pullman.
That was Bill Pullman.
Aliens.
Yes. Yeah.
Bill Paxton.
They're the same guy.
Dredging up the treasures of the Titanic.
Wow.
But is that how he died?
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, yeah, he was in the submarine that exploded with the billionaires. Yeah,
too soon? Fuck.
Would you ride that, like, if they did another submarine, like, exploring the surface of the ocean floor
movie?
If they're for billionaires, that yeah. would be a great movie. Like,
you know who would direct it?
Direct Oppenheimer?
James Cameron?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's already got his own submarine.
He's got it. He's good.
Yeah, he went
he's
Challenger good. Deep.
He knows them sea angles.
He's heard of the ocean before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you cast in a movie about the billionaires who
imploded? It's got to be Owen Wilson.
Owen
full of
wow.
Full of narcissism.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, what an opportunity.
I like wow. that he came out and said, guys, I don't say wow that much.
Okay, so it would be a comedy.
It would have to be. Nobody would take it seriously.
Maybe Jack Black. He's the captain.
I could see a good like tropic.
I can go up or I can go down.
Like Tropic Thunder, but like with people who descend to the bottom of the ocean floor and then die justified terrible awful deaths. But you, I don't know, that would be pretty cruel to do to the real billionaires who would probably fund your movie. So, like, a movie like that would never get made. Because well, the rich people you're trying to lampoon have control of the
maybe it could
money
be,
that you're tell you what, making fun of.
Okay, here's the movie. Here's the movie plot.
Uh-huh.
What's the boat's name?
Ocean Gate?
Mrs. Kisses.
Mrs. Kisses?
I'm naming after my dead
Mrs.
cat.
Mrs. Kisses.
Yeah,
all right.
In honor of Mrs. Kisses.
So the movie, actually, the story, it's a prequel of all those assholes getting excited, telling everybody, oh, we're going to go in the ocean. We're going to go to the ocean. Yeah. You got the kid. I don't even want to fucking go to this damn thing. And my stepdad is, you know that kid? His son, he made his son join the submarine. Or didn't even want to go. And then I think Mr. Beast was invited to be on the Sea Quest.
I was just thinking of Mr. Wizard stuck in the ocean, like a little kids TV producer who's like, I'm gonna do the most amazing thing for science and for public television. Like he would be the voice of reason in the movie, and then there's like a Paris Hilton who just wants to do something that nobody else is doing.
Is she like the influencer that paid like $4 million to do that?
I'm thinking maybe like Chloe Fineman from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Or like I don't know.
Who'd be in your cast?
I don't know. Man, I don't watch enough movies anymore. Who's popular? Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt would be a good scientist as well.
Yeah, she'd make a good scientist.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd, he'd be an eccentric driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
What would his job be? Why would he be a billionaire?
He's already been a scientist.
But how do you make a comedy in which like the people in the story are all dead at the end of the movie? Oh. That's never going to be funny.
Oh no! Well, that was the thing. Yeah. Have the movie be the story start 2 weeks before of them just like boasting of what they're about to do, and just like them just being these cocky assholes going, "We're world's first," and then.
Okay, so it's a Magnolia type or shortcuts.
It ends with the
sort
movie
of like
with them getting in the
little
submarine.
Stories of these like this cast of people all being ruthlessly terrible, like human beings, and then at the end of the movie, they all like sign up to go implode at the bottom of the ocean, and everybody's like that's credits roll.
Wow, for such a role, what kind of like, song? What song?
It's like doing a movie about a serial killer, but like focusing on their day job. Yeah. And then at the end of the movie, be like, Ed Gein killed two people and dug up graves.
Yeah.
And like,
well,
couldn't you tell like a story about Succession type people that are so shitty that you don't care that they all die?
Yeah, you just want them to die throughout the whole movie.
Oh, like, yeah, I think that was the Tekashi documentary. You knew, like, watching it, like, yes, watch them fall apart. It's hilarious. The making of what?
Mike Takashi, who made, what, Fireworks and...
Takashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, I thought
Wait,
you... I,
Audition? What is it, that movie? You ever see that movie, Audition?
I think it was Audition. What else did he do? He did Ichi the Killer.
Yeah. Ichi the Killer.
God, what else did he do? He did some pretty fucked up movies.
Yeah, I know Ichi the Killer. Shakes the Clown.
That's a great movie too, but a totally different
direction. I know.
But I do have a cast member from Shakes the Clown hanging up on my wall over
Wait,
there.
What?
Bruce Baum was in the movie Shakes the Clown. And I hosted the last weekend at the comedy club, the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase on the south side of Houston near 45 and Fuqua.
They had their comics were their chiropractors, so that's where you got your
It was like a piss ass comedy club that was totally floundering, and but their club ran for like 40 years and then was taken over by new ownership from a sister club in Minnesota that tried to revive the Houston keep a comedy club going, and then they wanted to have like a satellite system where Houston people got to go to Minnesota and back and forth and spread but it just didn't work that way, and their Minnesota club always did way better because of their sensibility, or maybe the way they book things, or maybe the people who are available in the Midwest are different than the people in the South or whatever, but just the market never like exploded in the South like they thought it would. And but they had all this stuff from 40 years of doing comedy shows, and they had these boxes with old headshots of people that were on the walls, and I was hosting the last weekend, and I saw this box of headshots, and I was like, can I have this box of headshots? I want to put some of my drawings in, like, frames, and this is, like, a big box of frames. I would love to maybe just do an art project or something. And the dude was like, yeah, sure, and because I wasn't getting paid, right, because the place was going under. He didn't have any money to pay anybody. So I was like, oh, cool, but, you know, I'll just host the last showcase, and it's Houston greats like Billy D. Washington and stuff are, like, coming in and just performing for free. Mm-hmm. And I leave there, and when I look through the box, there is a there's Bruce Baum signed autograph, like, comedy headlining weekend, and there's a signed Steve Martin.
The way you say that, like,
Steve,
what's his
Martin
name? Steve fucking Martin, my hero.
Like, got a signed Steve Martin
so cool.
headshot in my little studio bedroom house for my cat.
What is it?
For the cat specifically.
All my best, Steve Martin.
Says, all my best, Steve Martin.
So cool.
Possession is 9/10 of the law, so fuck off. But it's mine. So he didn't intend to give it to me. I just took it. It was.
What's he gonna do now?
Yeah, listen to the podcast. Good luck.
That was actually a
good
really good
about
Wikipedia
it.
Joke joint. He just gave me its whole history.
Come.
Tell me about the personal life.
Well, this podcast is going well. This is fun. You guys are fun.
I'm at halfway through my Waterloo sparkling strawberry.
Whoa, yeah. Calm down.
I got nothing to do but watch the new Godzilla movie with my boyfriend. We're going to watch the new Godzilla movie later.
I've been interested in the new Godzilla. I want to see it.
Okay.
Wait, there's a Godzilla movie out?
Yeah, Minus One.
What? It's called Minus One?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, it's called Minus One in English because they didn't have a Japanese translation for what it was.
Oh, funny. That's like California Man.
What?
Encino Man. If you go overseas, it's called California Man because they have no idea where Encino is.
Oh, that's cute. That's funny.
I'm trying to explain my favorite movie over there in South Africa. He's like, nah, man, it sounds like you're saying California Man. I was like, what the fuck? I don't know what that is. But anyways, it's Encino Man. Yeah. He goes, it's in California Man.
Yeah,
like,
lost in the shuffle here. Your favorite movie is Encino Man.
Love it.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Nothing better than Encino Man in cinema.
Love
There's
it.
Not a single film that tops it.
Brendan Fraser's greatest role.
Oh, he was so cool.
Or George of the Jungle.
Yeah.
I watched that the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, with Leslie Mann.
Hmm.
Had no idea she was in it.
Hmm. Was she the hot girl?
Yeah.
I want a hot girl.
He like saves her from a lion. Actually, I didn't watch the movie. It was like a TikTok reel.
Oh.
Just a highlight reel? Like.
Just a highlight on Instagram.
Man, he was so beautiful. The Brendan Fraser of Pre the Whale.
He was chiseled.
So
yeah.
I'm like,
just walking around in his butt flap.
He was like our modern day Fabio.
He was just the most handsome man possible.
That long hair.
He was hot and funny.
And now he's the fattest man possible.
Yeah.
But he's down. I don't know. If you watch Killers of the Flower Moon, he was still in his like fat face.
He's in that movie?
He's lost some of the weight since that was filmed.
Oh, come on. You know
but,
that was a suit.
He gained enough weight for the suit to look like passable for the whale. But he was in reality like kind of big.
Oh,
and he's
that.
Still pretty big in The Killers of the Flower Moon. But his tiny part in that movie is really unforgettable. If anybody hasn't seen it, it's like it's one of the best 5-minute roles ever.
No, I'm really
any,
excited.
Like in a 2.5-hour movie. It's like
a whole 5 minutes?
His 5 minutes though.
Yeah, did you know the Joker in Batman, the Dark Knight, the Joker only was on screen for like 7 minutes out of a 2-hour movie, and just look how powerful.
Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or even maybe less than that or something.
Wow.
But it just shows what an impact. He's like, yeah.
Well, didn't he die during filming?
Did he?
Oh, yeah. They were able to keep him in the movie because they'd filmed enough for they worked around his death during the and they put but he still managed to do one of the best.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, when he's lipping his lips outside the car, like, wow, I got a bug. Speaking of bugs, how are yours?
My bugs are doing well. I just got some new bugs. I got 11 Asian forest scorpions.
Wait, you got?
Oh, this is a real thing, not like that bullshit.
Four Asian floor scorpions. Say that five times fast, Bob.
You didn't even say
four,
it right.
Four score and Asian floor.
Asian forest scorpions. I just got 11 of them because somebody had one and it had babies and they didn't want them, so they gave them to me.
Oh, they didn't want their giant spiders? Who did I give them to? Okay, of course,
yeah,
the clown.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're there for people.
Yeah, it'll go great with my other 20 tarantulas.
Your house must be very scary for kids.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Dan Workman hates his place.
It's like,
That was a 90s joke.
Thanks for that.
From that show Double Dare where they would throw spiders on kids?
What was that host's name?
Mark Summers.
This is Mark Summers and you're watching Double Dare.
We're going to see what happens when kids get covered in scorpions and spiders.
He's like a low-key Joe Rogan. Ooh, you got slime.
It's just child fear factor.
Oh, you got slimed by somebody, like, allergic reaction.
Feels like intestines, huh? Meanwhile, Joe Rogan's, like, scratching his chin. What if we really did this?
It feels like intestines, because it is.
Oh, man, for kids.
It's kids' intestines. All the losers.
Anyways.
Yeah. What was that movie, The Hudsucker Proxy, with Tim Robbins pitching a product to the board of directors? And he's like, it's a big blank sheet of paper with a big circle on it. And he's like, for kids. And it's the design for a hula hoop. Oh. They don't know it yet. He's like, for kids.
For kids. That's funny. One of those little spinning wheel things. Is he trying to bring back the
spinning wheel? Nobody understands him.
The little tap it with the stick. But where's the stick?
Yeah, but then the hula hoop is a huge smash success, and it elevates the company to enormous heights that, like, make his ego swell, and his downfall is imminent.
I just saw it was a discontinued toy from, like, the 40s or 50s, and it was a helmet with a stick on it that had a ribbon attached to it, like, on a wheel, so you could spin your head around, but
like
they had to discontinue it.
Oh,
how amazing is that?
He's showing a dog hula hooping, and like several dogs hula hooping,
different styles.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Come on.
That dog looks way hotter. That's totally real. Dogs actually invented twerking by hula hooping. That is what a dog hula hooping looks like. It's somebody twerking.
Let me ask you
this. I love going to the club.
What kind of songs do you DJ over at the strip club?
Mainly that song "How Am I Supposed to Live Without You" by Michael Bolton.
I don't know that song.
Okay, or sometimes I'll put on Lisa Stanfield or some Kim Carnes. Barry Manilow.
Yeah,
keeping it up to date.
Kenny Rogers.
Bloodhound Gang.
Or Macy Gray. If I want to keep it current.
Lap dance is so much better when the stripper. Was dying.
I try to say goodbye and choke.
No way. Did you really play that?
There's a frog in my throat.
Andrew Youngblood would always say that. Every time Macy Gray would be on the radio, he'd go, "There's a frog in my throat."
That would be perfect for that Little Rascals movie.
Croaky,
they could have fucking included that with the little froggy kid going, frog in my throat. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. He was my favorite. I liked him.
Yeah.
I used to go to the strip club when I was super young, like 20 years old, that would serve me alcohol. But at the end of the night, 2 o'clock closing time, they would play Georgia by Ray Charles.
Georgia.
Oh, my mind. Yeah.
Oh, every time I close, I play Jimmy Ruffin. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I want a piece of mine. Get the fuck out of here.
Love it.
It's a good song.
It's a good song. It's a good
cry
song.
Every day I cry.
I'm sure a lot of people walk out of strip clubs crying. Where'd all my money go?
Excuse me.
So, it's a good beer, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got that peanut butter pop.
Peanut butter kick.
Imagine if someone that's like someone's allergic to it's like their worst like, just poured on them, just psh,
and their face like
it's like the Wicked Witch
like,
yeah melted.
Peanut butter. I had a friend do a shot of Screwball not knowing it was a peanut butter whiskey and had a peanut allergy.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive. Oh, it wasn't a severe reaction. His like once he tasted it, he spit it out. So his lips and his fucking mouth just swelled up.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like gargling jellyfish juice.
I hear that's a delicacy.
Jellyfish juice.
Peanut butter and jellyfish juice.
Peanut butter and jellyfish juice. That sounds
SpongeBob.
The bottom of the ocean floor. I don't know where.
That'd be a good sandwich. Man, we're derailing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wait, we were on a rail?
Yeah, we're rolling along. It's 37 minutes in. We're rolling along.
And you are listening to the Healing Club. What? They haven't even started? We have tackled zero subjects.
How about
we
racism?
Talked about Helen Hunt.
How about sexism, the oldest system of oppression?
Huh?
Sexism predates all systems of oppression. Sexism. It's the oldest form of mind control. And I don't know.
I'm against it?
I'm against it too.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Are you? So you're like a feminist?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm a feminist. You're an anti-feminist.
What?
Yeah. And
yeah. It's one out of three people.
Oh, shut up. Actually, can I tell you something that I thought was really cool today?
Oh, now you're going to defend yourself.
No.
No, of course not.
No.
I couldn't.
This is a cool time to talk about this. Peace Sisters.
Uh-huh.
Peace Sisters is a nonprofit organization in Togo, Africa. And whenever you donate, the proceeds go to women in education. And so like $40 could put a gal into school for a whole year.
Peace Sisters.
Peace Sisters, like peace sign. Peace Sisters. Okay. And I learned about this.
Who administers the money for these schools? And what kind of schools are these?
It's Kathleen Hanna. She's got a project called Tees for Togo.
Okay.
And that's T-E-E-S for Togo, T-O-G-O. And you can buy their clothing. I haven't.
So Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill.
She's like the ambassador, I would say. Yeah. And she's just endorsing it mega hard. And it's fucking rad. And I was just thinking about that today. She's about to put out a book tour in May. She's got her book, and like My Life as a Feminist Punk, I believe that's what I just saw it today, and I'm like, oh, this is rad. But yeah, and then Peace Sisters is her little organization that she's fucking like.
Her little organization.
Shut up! It is a little organization.
Anti-feminist.
You guys are nerds.
Hell yeah.
I have nothing good to say about myself, so, you know, like, I just, pester women to get on stage to go and dance at a strip club for a living. And I also do stand-up comedy as much as I can.
I mean, mm-hmm. Kathleen Hanna, she was a stripper.
She was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe she would understand me. Maybe I should have her on the show someday. Kathleen Hanna, if you're listening to this, I would love to have you on the Healing Club. I bet you'd do a good job. Even if you are a woman.
Hey.
Especially if you're a woman.
Even the little rascals would think that was fucked up.
Even the little rascals would be offended.
Croak, he's so disappointed. So
I'm trying, like, comedy is like waves and currents and flows and, you know, back and forth and ebbs and flows and tides and the moon.
Is that a poem? It sounds like you're over there fucking.
Comedy's about the moon.
Slam poetry. The moon full rises sun.
Yeah, but you understand.
No comprende.
Just like cameo versus the time. I don't know. I'm trying to riff.
Riffing.
But I'm not musical, so.
Me neither.
Yeah. But you listen to good music, though. We've talked about music.
Yeah. I can't play shit.
No, I'm talking about listening to good taste of music.
I mean, musical people have rhythm.
Yeah.
And they can dance and can sing along. I can't do any of those things.
I can't do a pirouette.
I can't do a pimp walk.
I have no musical talent, but I am in a band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you floss?
I mean, my teeth, like.
Oh, yeah. But can you do the floss dance?
What's the floss?
Which where you take the string. Floss. It's where you take string between your teeth.
Cha-cha. Yeah. I've always wanted to have, like, where the loser has to go stand on the corner of Montrose and Westheimer and learn how to, like, figure it out right there, how to do the floss dance.
I've always
and
wanted
to. And then
to
film it from afar. People are just like, what the fuck is this?
You know what would be fun to do is to dance. You know when Beavis and Butthead would dance to a song?
Yes.
And
just hump and punch.
Yeah, punch. They would do like their Butthead would do his specific dance of like jumping in a V pattern.
Oh yeah,
and then and Beavis would be jumping and then humping the couch.
Yeah.
And they would do those at the same time. If you saw two dudes doing that at the same time, you would know exactly what was being portrayed, and I would love to see that in real life.
Yeah.
It's
like, separately, it would make no sense.
Yeah.
Like, gotta see it together. It's like seeing the Charlie Brown dance.
The Charlie Brown dance.
I saw
that's
that.
What it was a riff on.
Going back to what you said, I think a better punishment would have somebody stand on a street corner with a sign that says, "Teach me how to Dougie."
Teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to do the stanky leg.
Teach me how to do the Superman.
I mean, I can do the stanky leg. That's you just
gross.
Do
that.
That's
did
it.
You know that?
What?
You know what the Superman?
What's the Superman?
Superman that hoe? Yeah.
Do you know what the Superman is?
Hell yeah.
Is that getting horizontal on the ground and
no.
waving your arms? And
no.
Superman
no.
Gross. What?
You want to say it?
I'll say it. So Superman is when you are having sex in a canine-like position.
Doggy style.
Yeah.
Canine familiaris. Okay.
And then
domestica.
When you pull out. And you come on your partner's back, and then you put the bed sheet on their back, so when they stand up, they have a cape.
Oh, okay.
Superman.
It's just to ruin a sheet.
Yeah.
It's like causing laundry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's not very
eco-friendly.
I could see
a lot of water
being very romantic, though.
Yeah, that's why.
It being very beautiful. In
my
bedroom experience, I'd be,
that's why I prefer the Spider-Man.
Attentive lover.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd give you the Superman. It's not. It's no disgrace. It's not demeaning at all. It's just what two lovers do.
Yeah, it's like the Spider-Man.
Yeah,
the Spider-Man is where you just get it on your hand and you fling it at him.
That's cute, too, though.
See?
Depending on the person, I would love to have their cum thrown in my face.
See? Yeah, romantic.
Yeah, it's like... coming from the wrong person, though. Yuck.
Yeah, like if you're on a public bus or something.
Yeah.
You know? No thanks. Place and time. for web flinging.
Yeah, my partner, not some homeless man.
Yeah. Nothing against homeless men.
No.
Yeah, but if they throw their cum at me, I'm going to press charges. Yeah.
I think that's called.
I'm going to go to the court. I'm going to say.
I don't want it to be like a trade deal where I give them a couple of bucks on the side of the road and then they just throw cum at me. Like, it's like, unless we specify that first.
Yeah. You ever see the video of somebody who took secret footage of a like somebody standing outside of a McDonald's and asking for money, and then when that person went back to her car, like the person who had been filming was like ding 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 on the window of the car going like, hey, why do you own a car? You're supposed to be homeless. Why do you have a car? What are you doing in this car? You ask for money from people. You have a car. Some people don't have a car. What are you doing? How can you do this to people? And then like, then like the person with the like espionage film, like involved the person working at the fast food location somewhere in like deep south. Like it seemed like a place where everybody hates each other.
Yeah.
And it was like the most mean, awful video I've ever seen. And the police came and they arrested the person who was asking for money, and it was like a. It's just so sad. I'm like, this person, like, yeah, she's living in her fucking car.
I've seen somebody try to do that to a street performer on Venice Beach. It was the rollerblading guitar guy. And this guy's like, don't give him money. He doesn't need it. And I'm like, this is how he makes his money. Like, yeah, it's legal here. What are you doing?
Isn't that what the naked cowboy does, rollerblades?
Yeah. No, he's just naked.
Oh.
Yeah.
With a guitar.
He's wearing cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Wasn't it funny when the Speedo rollerblading dancer guy who would hang out by
Montrose?
Yeah, Montrose Parkway, like the intersection with lots of
whenever
cars.
Whenever
it turned out to be a fucking Trump Republican.
Yeah, racist. Like,
homophobic.
It was like,
wow.
Wait, he was homophobic? I thought he was gay.
I know. Everybody did.
He's gay and homophobic.
They made the fucking dancing dude on Bob's Burgers after that person.
Yeah. He got a reference in mega big pop culture.
And now he's like, I'm a Republican now.
Yeah, now that I have my power, now that I have my Twitter followers.
Oh, I did a show with him once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was the weirdest show. Like, it was my old group, 80 Tribe. We were doing Sideshow, and then he did some rollerblade dancing, and then Green Jello and Vanilla Ice played.
Like, before you...
What a lineup!
I know, right?
You got an Antifa. You got Green Jello. Where was the Three Little Pigs band.
And then Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
The only thing they have in common is they're one-hit wonders, all of them.
Yeah.
Different areas.
No, Vanilla Ice had... Vanilla's Ice had two. He also did Ninja Rap from Ninja Turtles that night.
That is true. Oh, that was cool.
He's also a billionaire real estate developer.
Yeah. In Dallas.
I saw him perform in Dallas with the Ninja Turtles performing Ninja Rap. Yeah, it was cool. It's called Jared's Epic Party.
He didn't bring them here. He
was
just had a bunch of people get on stage.
Jared the Subway Guy. Was it for in honor of or like in tribute to?
It was like this guy named Jared, and he went out on the internet and he said, "Okay, guys, I've did the math. If this can be our lineup, it's gonna cost this much money, and let's do a GoFundMe, and all the money will go to this. And if I see like how much you've donated, you can come in, and." That's how we funded, and I say we because it definitely was a communal thing. We're like, we're going to pay to make this happen.
Jacob
and
paid $5.
Huh? All you had to pay was $5 to get Vanilla Ice.
Like $40. Yeah. Yeah, there was a Nintendo competition there. Like, Kevin Eastman was there. Like, actors from Back to the Future were there. It was cool.
Which actors? Like, Biff?
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover would be a
Kino was from Ninja Turtles 2. Kino, what was his name?
Kino.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he was there. He was cool. But Back to the Future, it was Jennifer Parker.
I don't know.
Chloe? No?
The girl in the movie. Yep, she was the girl in the movie.
Yeah, I got nothing.
The only one.
Hey, I'm a shipper. I'm pretty attracted to you. I don't know you're my mom. You can't fuck me, you're my mom. Oh, you better get out of here.
I want to see the alternative movie where he does. Yeah. He becomes his own grandpa.
Yeah,
Claudia Wells. I knew it had a C. I
knew it had a letter in it.
Yeah.
Well,
did she do anything else?
She has a vintage clothing shop on Magnolia in Burbank.
I meant movie wise.
Oh, I have no idea.
Let's end the podcast.
Man, I think these companies that we've been talking about all day, they owe us a lot of money.
For the next 10 minutes, we're just going to do product placement.
Yes.
All
right, give it up for ProFX for this mixer here. And
go to the Secret Group every other Monday at 8 o'clock to go see the successful show where I host with Cody Greenlee and Emily Peacock. And we have Houston's Best Comics headlining and featuring there. And it's just a little fun Monday show. It's called The Successful Show because it's so great. So
I've been to them. I love them.
Oh, good. All right, Jacob vouches, and Scabs. What do you got?
I'll vouch too, I guess.
All right, you got anything to promote or say about yourself?
I've got nothing coming up until the only shows I have booked are in February, March, and April. So if you remember, come out to those. Except for the April one. That one's in New York.
Nice. All right. And House Party Comedy, right?
House Party Comedy. Well, we're going to put a pause on that because we're going to figure out what to... I don't even want to talk about House Party Comedy.
Ah, okay. It's been a thing you've been doing for 10 years.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry to bring it up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we just shot a special. Sorry.
All right, yeah.
No, your weed is good, dude.
Andy Huggins.
We're just going to say Andy Huggins 5 times fast.
Okay. Andy Huggins.
Andy. That was you.
What do you mean that was me? I'm Andy Huggins?
Yes.
Hey, we're all Andy Huggins at heart.
Yeah. But yeah, watch the Andy Huggins special. And
That's what you're talking. Come on, you're going to have to give me more sentences.
Right. Words. You're going to have to review your experiences like they're more important.
Yeah.
I
did a set design for Andy Huggins special that is on Amazon Prime. And part of that was a big inspiration for every time I have a house party comedy show at my house, there would be a new skin, like a new design for every show. And that wasn't while I was doing Andy's set. And a lot of that was inspired by Wayne White, who did all the graphics and set designing for Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse.
Oh,
Yeah. So for right now, for Pee Wee, can we just pour one over your soundboard?
Don't ruin my life. But pour one out for Pee Wee. All right, that's it. Thank you guys.
Pull one for Pee Wee.
yeah, pull one out for Pee Wee. Yeah, just pull one out for Pee Wee. Jack off in an adult theater like you're a big boy and
or any theater really, whatever.
Oh, no, don't. Yeah, yeah. Pee Wee Herman, one of the greatest comedians of all time. Paul Rubens. And,
absolutely. And the word of the day is be yourself.
Be yourself. On the Healing Club. All right. Jacob Kaye and Chris Emerson, otherwise known as Scabs the Clown. Thank you for joining me.